November 13, no time for strife. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Romans 5:18. In much of the service professedly done for God, there is self-emulation and self-exaltation. God hates pretense. When men and women receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they will confess their sins, and pardon, which means justification, will be given them. But the wisdom of the human agents who are not penitent, not humbled, is not to be depended on, for they are blinded in regard to the meaning of righteousness and sanctification through the truth. When men are stripped of self-righteousness, they will see their spiritual poverty. Then they will approach that state of brotherly kindness that will show that they are in sympathy with Christ. They will be able to appreciate the high and elevated character of the work of Christian missions. Many are readily satisfied with offering the Lord trifling acts of service. Their Christianity is feeble. Christ gave himself for sinners. With that anxiety for the salvation of souls, we should be filled as we see human beings perishing in sin. These souls have been bought with a price. The death of the Son of God on Calvary's cross is a measure of their value. Day by day they are deciding a question of life and death, deciding whether they will have eternal life or eternal destruction. And yet men and women professing to serve the Lord are content to occupy their time and attention with matters of little importance. They are content to be at variance with one another. If they were consecrated to the work of the Master, they could not be striving and contending like a family of unruly children. Every hand would be engaged in service. Everyone would be standing at his post of duty, working with heart and soul as missionaries of the cross of Christ. The Spirit of Christ would abide in the hearts of laborers, and works of righteousness would be wrought. The workers would carry with them into their service the sympathies and prayers of an awakened church. They would receive their orders from Christ and would find no time for contention or strife. Letter 173, November 13, 1902, to those assembled in council at Battle Creek.